Hello?
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was told to do a new claim because they say I filed in the wrong quarter or something. So I was calling to file a new claim.
Okay. Let me see. Let me have your social security number, sir.
418-882378.
Your first and your last name?
Arthur Hester.
And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID?
December 4th, 1968. Driver's license number is 544-0709.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Milton.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can assist you with that. Okay. So what is your preferred language, sir?
English.
Okay. So do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. So do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim would be considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. So let's see if I can assist you with this. Did you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, thank you. And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
No.
And did you receive notification that you had a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay. Okay, and you said your first name was Arthur. And your middle initial, sir?
Lee L.
Okay. And your last name is Hester. Okay. Has your name changed since you last filed, sir?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay. And is this a good number to reach you at, sir? The 334-327-8951?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And you said your birthday was?
December 4th, 1968.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Milton.
Okay. And is your driver's license an Alabama license, sir?
Yes. You need the number again?
Yes, please, if you would.
544
07
009.
Okay, thank you. And for demographic purposes, sir, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or other?
Black.
Okay. Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. Male or female?
Male.
And what is the highest grade of school you completed?
12th grade.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Yes.
And did you serve an active duty in the military more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. You live in the U.S. And what is your residential address, sir?
5845 Highway 80 East, Selma, Alabama, 36701.
Selma. And is your mailing address the same, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what was your occupation before, sir?
Welder.
Okay. Welder, pipe fitter, or just welder?
Pipe welder.
Okay. Okay. And are you seeking work in that same area of occupation, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to get anywhere right now.
Okay. Do you belong to a union, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you currently working or attending any school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No, they closed the door.
Okay. Are you available to work all the shifts of your occupation, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
And since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
50, 100.
I'm sorry?
50.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$20, $22.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer in a business at the moment, a CEO?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself, sir?
No.
And are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And are you receiving any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government from April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes, or yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you want to keep the same direct deposit information you had before? Would you like to update that?
To make sure that it's correct.
Okay. I don't have access to that information, sir, so we can just update it if you'd like. Is it a traditional checking or savings?
It's a savings.
Okay. And I would need the routing and the account number.
Okay. The routing number is 06-53-00-2. 79.
Okay. Repeat and that for me one more time, please.
06 53 00279.
Okay, thank you, sir. And your account number, if you would?
35202 75 3. 2-1.
Okay. One more time for the account.
352 02 75 3-2-1.
Okay, thank you, sir. Both of those are correct. Okay, so let's see here. What is the name of the company you had been working for, sir?
Hesperus.
Hesperus. Okay. Hesperus. Okay. And Prosperity People Service?
Yes, it's
Okay.
it's.
Okay.
You, do you want me
Yeah,
to spell it?
No, I got it, sir. It's good. What I need is their phone number and location. Which location did you work out of, and what was their phone number?
It was in Selma.
Okay.
The number is 1-866
Okay.
715 3552.
Okay, repeat that phone number for me one time, please.
1-866 71 5552.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what was your first day of work and your last day of work?
First day of working was August the 28th, 23.
And your last day of work?
April 23rd,
24. Okay. Thank you, sir. And why are you no longer there? You said they closed the doors?
Yes, ma'am. The plant shut down. They couldn't get it running.
Sorry to hear that. Okay. And, okay. And have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No, they kept all of that.
Pension?
No.
Okay. Okay. And do you here certify that your answers are true and accurate and that you know that the Lord provides penalties for any false statements and all falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. And your social security number?
You want me to repeat it again?
Yes, please.
418.
Mm-hmm.
88.
Mm-hmm.
2378.
Okay, thank you, sir. I need to verify your identity. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Millbrook, Birmingham, Florence, Huntsville, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities did you attend college? Did you attend any college at all, sir?
Yeah, Wallace Community College.
Okay. Was that in Ashland, Magnolia, Salinas, Wheeling, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you been associated with? Pareto Software, Southern Ductiles, Selma, the Nebraska Gold Gymnastics Academy, or Extreme Gamers, none of the above?
Southern Ductiles, Selma.
Okay, thank you. Do you hereby choose to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama?
I said it. Repeat that question.
Do you hereby choose to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama? Do you want
yes,
to file
ma'am.
For unemployment? Okay.
Yes,
do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that
yes.
the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the claimant benefit handbook and
yes,
benefits, rights, and responsibility at labor.alabama.gov.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to read a really long disclaimer, sir. Okay. I'm going to ask you to refrain from asking questions until I give you a PIN number so we can submit this in a timely order. Okay. And you
okay.
can ask me any questions you want after I give you a PIN number. Okay. The following
okay.
instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seek full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either visit the Alabama Career Center in person, or you may go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your resume or application online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet, again, is available on the benefits, rights, and responsibility. Please read it thoroughly. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. Instructions on there regarding your eligibility and how you are to file your weekly certification. The process we just completed of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must first complete a weekly certification each week for the previous week. Failure to complete a weekly certification each week for the previous week could result in loss of benefits. You can file your weekly certifications either online or by calling 800-752-7389. That number again is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions again could result in loss of benefits. Make sure you complete your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5, whether filing online or by phone. You will need to remember the PIN number that will be assigned to you. Additional instructions, again, are available on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility Handbook. Exceptions for the work search requirement are made for the following active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union employees who have short-term verified layoff, claimants attending direct-approved training. Letter may be mailed to you if you're a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you may ask 1-800-361-4524. That's 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted either by phone or by mail before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide the contact information for each when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring at the time of contact but begins to hire at a later date. Failure to make a complete work search, submit 3 applications, and do the weekly certification for each could result in denial of benefits. Okay, so your application number, sir, is 489, that's 489-843-843-605. So 489-843-605, okay?
Okay.
And your PIN number is 4188. Your PIN number again is 4188. So okay. You're basically required to do just a couple of things, sir. You could either visit the Alabama Career Center in person or go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and register on that website and submit 3 applications for work. You can apply at other places, okay, but the system works best when you report the 3 applications you submitted on that website. Okay. And then, first weekly certification would be this Sunday, sir.
Okay.
All right. Wish you the best of luck. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right. wish you the best of luck. Have a nice day, sir. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, now.